Well, there's been lots of reaction to Airbnb's new rules to reduce racism on its room-sharing site. Airbnb said yesterday it would minimize user photos during the booking process to make it harder for hosts to deny someone a room because of race or sexual identity. Airbnb will also require anti-bias training for its employees, among other things, after complaints of discrimination, and a study last year that found that people with black-sounding names were less likely to have properties rented to them. This is just one of the stories spinning through social media. Let's check in with Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Femi, what are people saying about Airbnb's new approach?
So let me give you one tweet, hot off Twitter. Let's not let hosts see my, my black bleep in the first place. This is their master plan. Incredulous. And then one more from Chester Ellis. So it took them months to think it's a problem. Great job, Airbnb. So a little bit of cynicism from Twitter, but also a lot of congratulations, because the reason why Airbnb were reacting in the first place was because of a viral hashtag, Airbnb While Black, which told some horrific stories, Robin.
Of people being denied rooms. But we understand that people are saying now, wait, so your plan, as you alluded to, is that I should hide that I'm black, which is kind of what it would do to take the photo down.
Well, the process by which somebody can actually maybe see your name and decide, actually, I don't want that person to stay with me, or maybe see your face, well, that profile is going to be smaller. But before we start to maybe knock it or criticize it or push back a little bit, this is a technology that Uber uses as well. So Uber doesn't really know what you look like when it comes to pick you up. And that has changed an awful lot of discrimination in the taxi business, because there have been rumors for many years of people not being able to get a taxi because they actually come from a particularly minority group, or taxi drivers decided, I won't pick this person up. So not knowing who it is that is booking actually helps in some cases to reduce discrimination.
There's another story you noticed gathering steam online. It has to do with 9/11. Sunday marks the 15th anniversary. Please tell me this is not true, that retailers are using the anniversary to promote sales.
Yes, promotion opportunity. If you're a Florida Walmart, for instance, just think of this, Robin, a huge banner across two soda towers. Look like the Twin Towers, and the banner says, "We will never forget." And that picture has been circulating online, and people have just been pointing out how tasteless it is. Cynical and revolting, in fact, says Bill DeNome. And then here's another one here that says that this is absolutely amazing, that you could possibly use 9/11 as a branding opportunity.
Well, it goes further than that, actually. Well, there are other companies. Miracle Mattress in San Antonio had a promotional video for their 9/11 sale on twin mattresses. I mean, it's just really something. But we should say both Miracle Mattress in San Antonio and Walmart have apologized.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Well, we want to talk about one more thing. The Paralympics, which I don't think is getting quite enough attention, so let's do that, taking place in Rio. Now, first of all, about a week before the Paralympics kicked off, there were concerns about ticket sales. There was an online campaign. What happened?
The ticket sales have gone down. The stadiums are almost empty. The additional staff that were brought in, the parties, the screening parties, they've all been reduced or shut down because not enough people are going to see the Paralympics.
Well, and they should be watching, because you tell us about a take-your-breath-away moment during the opening ceremony when the Brazilian Paralympian carrying the torch. Well, you tell us what happened.
I found this out because of the hashtag Paralympics4. What on earth could that be? Well, that was Marcia Mousa. She was from the 1980s. She was a track and field Paralympian in the 1980s, and she was unsteadily carrying the Olympic torch. She fell over, the torch dropped, it is pouring with rain, and then she gets up to help us come to help her pick her up, and then she continues with the Olympic torch. When I watched it a few times, I was thinking, who's cutting onions in my room? It's really hard not to tear up. It's the most amazing moment, and it really sums up the Paralympic spirit. That alone is worth following the Paralympics.
What I always say is, I have a cold.
Yes, I had a cold several times as I was watching that video. Yeah.
Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. We'll post that moment where the Paralympian falls, is helped up by technicians, and the crowd erupts. Very moving moment. Brought to us by Femi Okeh. Thank you so much, Femi.
You're welcome, Robin.